Patriotically dressed Sitkins and visitors alike line the streets, eagerly awaiting the start of the annual 4th of July parade. Children sit atop parents' shoulders, cameras are at the ready, and everyone has a smile on their face. Independence Day is a special occasion in Sitka, and Steve Dahlquist wouldn't have it any other way.
I think it makes you really feel like you're part of the same community, because it seems like almost everybody in town is either in the parade or watching the parade. Oh, it's the best parade in the world.
How come?
It just is, because you have to live here to know that.
With the 9th Infantry leading the charge, the parade truly represents Sitka. It included groups like the Veterans Association, local businesses like C-Mart, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp Band, and everything in between. Charlene Frederick was born and raised in Sitka, but now lives in New Mexico. She still comes back here every 4th.
This is the only place that I watch a parade. Because my emotional roots are still here. When we were growing up, it was still a territory, and then it became a state. So we feel like we're part of history.
As the parade came to an end, onlookers made their way to the cable house, where they satisfied their sugary needs with root beer floats and talked about the day's highlights.
I think it was fun. I think it was nice to see how many people gathered together to go and march for the 4th of July.
Favorite part?
Little wiener dogs. They had their own little section just walking downtown. That was amazing. Do you want your favorite part?
Candy.
Candy?
My part was, the candy.
I like candy when you throw it out.
I like candy too.
With goodie bags and stomachs filled, another 4th of July celebration is in the books. And veteran Gary Johnson has only one thing left to say.
God bless America.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Cameron Clark.